USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House is defending its decision not to extend the federal eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend. At a Monday press briefing, economist Gene Sperling told reporters that because of a Supreme Court ruling, reauthorization had to come from Congress. An attempt to extend the moratorium was made in the House, but ultimately failed. Sperling also estimated that around 2 million renters now face the threat of imminent eviction. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the House doctor. He said he's currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection. He added that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Graham will now quarantine for the next 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.